literally just crashed on my skateboard.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm a little late. Sorry.
So you were skateboarding?
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely interesting. About talking about your art, which I see from your website, looks very, very amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So what inspires you to, I guess, draw and paint and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, I can see you have quite a collection there. I heard you also do custom pieces as well.
I do. Yeah, you can get them on freakinghomer.com and you just order through my assistant manager.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely let people know about brittanypalmer.com. So, are you in art school right now?
Yeah, I am in art school right now. We just finished the summer semester and now we're coming up to the fall.
Okay, so is this your first year in art school, or are you kind of finishing something?
This is my first year, yeah.
Okay, so I guess you just found out art was something, was kind of your thing, and then you decided to kind of get more serious about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, thanks.
You can get on some UFC stuff, since that's kind of where the action is right now.
Okay.
All right, so who handles, like, managing the ringed roles and, I guess, selecting who is capable enough to be a ring girl in the UFC?
Who handles that?
Yeah, like, I guess who recruits the ring girls and kind of sets that up?
I mean, they have, ultimately everything goes through Dana White, but, he has people that are in charge of that, that whole department.
Right. So, were you previously with the WEC, and then when they merged, I guess you merged too?
Yeah.
Okay. So was that an easy transition, or they just kind of brought you in, or how did that work for you moving over?
It was pretty easy. They just, started booking me for UFC events through the same company. It's all the same, so it wasn't like a transition. I didn't have to do anything out of the ordinary.
All right, so I know the UFC has kind of been holding, like, kind of a nationwide tour or something like that, I guess, to spread the word. Have you been participating in that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you follow at all, but, I went to Australia, and I've been with them, for the past 6 months. Everywhere they went, I was going with them, yeah.
So I guess you're a big MMA fan, being a ringo and being around it all the time.
Yeah.
So who are some of your favorite fighters? I think the great thing about the UFC is, since it's an individual sport, every fighter has kind of their own personality that you can relate to, so it's definitely very unique.
Yeah.
So how many ring girls are there, like, in total? Because are there only, like, what, three at each match, or what?
Yeah, there's three of us.
Okay, so, like, how many are on the roster? I guess, do you alternate, or what? What is some more, like, promotional type stuff you do? Do you speak anywhere? I guess, obviously, you're on tour, so you kind of connect with the fans and stuff, but is there anything specific that you do?
We do after parties. We do, I've been hosting for Fuel TV, and we kind of dibble dabble in all different kinds of things.
Right. I guess UFC, the ring girls in UFC have really made a connection with the fans as well. Because obviously the fighters are where the identity is of the league, but then you got the ring girls who are full of personality, so that draws in even more fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know UFC is definitely trying to expand, and have fights where, and I guess, yeah, I guess the last event was in Rio, so that was definitely big. How often do you act as a ring girl? Do you, I guess, alternate events, obviously, so like how many
I've done every single fight up until the last couple. Right now, I just kind of focusing more on school and art and, I just moved to LA, just kind of focusing on my new life here. But, yeah, there'll be more through the year, but not as many as I was.
Yeah, I mean, balancing school with that is definitely a very difficult thing. It's got to be. So have you, I guess, found time to balance both of those, or is it kind of difficult? Was reading on the about section of your website that you listen to like Led Zeppelin and I guess more kind of classic rock stuff. So are you into that? That's awesome. So I guess you don't know how long this UFC thing will work out. So I guess being a painter and artist is kind of your long-term goal. Oh, that's awesome. So did you grow up in LA or San Diego, right? Oh, okay. Makes sense. So if someone were to want a custom piece from your website, they would go to the contact section and then I guess get in touch with their manager. Okay. I'll get the word out on that. Right, so how much do you read at all online? I know you're obviously very busy, but do you read any sports stuff online at all?
Busy, so I don't make it a point to read it, but if it's, if it pops up on my computer, I'll read it.
Do you follow any other sports besides MMA? That's awesome. A lot of girls can't say that though. Don't know much about MMA. Might have heard the NBA is going through kind of a lockout phase right now because the commissioner can't get his stuff together. So I think he kind of needs to revamp his managerial style, kind of see what Dan is up to. So, has the UFC had an event in Europe thus far? I know they're in London. I was right. They're in London recently. So I guess is UFC kind of moving towards holding more worldwide events? Like, obviously, I guess they're trying to expand, but are they going to start doing, I guess, a significant bit more outside of the States? Right, so this UFC is one thing you really, it doesn't take much to get into it. I mean, you see two guys fighting, you can instantly get into it. You don't have to learn the rules or anything. So I think that's where the appeal is for nationally. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on today, Brittany, talking.